Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Again, he reemphasizes this freedom that we have in Christ when he says this, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient." And then he kind of repeats it when he says, "All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not." The difference in those two phrases is he uses the word expedient in one phrase, and then the next phrase he uses edify. They're two, even though they have similar meanings, they're completely different words. The word expedient means all things are lawful for me, all things are not expedient. The word expedient means to bring together, to bring together. So, what's the purpose? All things are lawful for me, but it may not be good, it may not bring it together. It's not expedient, it's not good. And then he uses that word edify. The word edify here means to build up, to profit from this. Even though all things are lawful to me, now, again, let's clarify this when we say all things. He's not talking about sinful things. He's not talking about drugs and alcohol. That's a given. He's talking about those other things, whether it's meats or other things that other people want. And we're going to get a little bit deeper here about that this morning. Because he mentions in verse number 26, "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." It all belongs to the Lord. Amen. He created it all. And so all these things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. In other words, they don't bring it together for the glory of God. And all things are lawful, but all things edify not. They don't build up. Now let's get to, let me write this. All things refer to those things concerning which a believer has freedom. That's what all things is referred to. We have liberty in Christ. The all things refer to the honorable things, the pure things. No man liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. We all have an effect on somebody. Remember the old the thought about throwing a stone into a pond or something? Well, that stone causes ripples. For every action, there is a reaction. Now, what is that? Newton's law, whatever law that is, you know. Anyway, it's so true. Every action that we do, it causes a reaction. And that's what he's saying here, that no man liveth to himself, no man dies to himself. We impact some people in one way or another. We are either encouraging or we're discouraging. We're either building up or we're tearing down. In a spiritual sense, we are our brother's keeper. Remember, this goes way back in Genesis, Cain and what? Am I my brother's keeper? Do I have to keep? Well, in a spiritual sense, we really are. We ought to care for the well-being of one another. It's not just about us. So that's what he's saying here in these verses. Our liberty ends when our practices of life hurt or they hinder a weaker brother or an unbeliever. If it causes a problem to them, then again, let's get the thought, it may not cause us a problem. Because we have liberty, we have freedom. But if it causes them a problem, well, then we ought to stay away from it, okay? Verse number 24. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Now, when we read that word, the word wealth does not mean seek their money. It's not talking about, no, every man, you know, let no man seek his own, but every man is another's wealth. The word wealth there is not speaking of another man's money, his finances, you know, is talking about his well-being, the whole orb of that man. We ought to care about other people. In Romans chapter 15, Paul writes these words, verses 1 and 2. Romans 15, verses 1 and 2. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Again, that's that principle. It's not about us. Well, I have my rights. Well, it's not about us. It's about others. Philippians chapter number 2. We see the perfect example of Jesus Christ. how he thought of himself more than he thinks of others, and we too ought to think of others more than we think of ourselves. Perfect example, Philippians chapter number 2, beginning in verse number 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, and by the way, the word if any there is, and since there is, verse number 2, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Did you get the principle here? And then for verse number 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is what Paul is saying about the wealth. Don't be concerned about yourself as much as you're concerned about others. Let me read a couple more verses. He gives examples about Jesus Christ when he says this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And we know that passage of Scripture. And the thought is here in this passage is the same thing he's saying in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. We shouldn't be thinking of ourselves as much as we're thinking about others, because that's what Jesus Christ did for us. He left the glories of the Father. He humbled himself and he tabernacled among us. And he thought about us more than he thought about himself. Wow. We should never say, I don't care what other people think. Have you ever heard that, or have you ever said that? Well, I don't care what other people think. It's none of their business. Oh, yeah? Isn't it amazing when you read the Bible how it throws out our little sayings and all that? Don't raise your hand, but how many's ever said that? I'll raise my hand. I really don't care what other people. It's none of their business what I do. Am I talking to the right people? Boy, that throws that out of... When he says this, once again, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Self-interest must never be our primary aim or goal in life. And most of the time it is. It's all about me and what I can get out of life. Now I can just kind of cruise through life. I'm going to turn my collar around. No, you turn your collar. I'm getting to the age of retirement. Why are y'all laughing? No, I know. I turned 65 this year. I can draw. I know I don't look it. I can draw Social Security. Who said, all right? I think I'm going to draw Social Security. I think I am. All right. And I think, I know, I'm eligible for Medicare? Okay. So I'm thinking about these things, and you old folk, you know what I'm talking about. I'm tagging along right behind you. And so these things are coming in my mind. Are y'all following? I'm getting to retirement. Now don't think I'm retiring. Don't get the wrong idea. But the thought is this, what about me and my retirement? My brother just passed away last night. 62 years old, my younger brother. My older brother passed away a couple years ago, and he wasn't much older than that. A couple years. He must have been 62, 63 when Elton passed. He probably was 64, about my age. I told you before, Lanier's don't live very long. However, I'm going to break that record. My dad was the oldest Lanier. I know this has nothing, but this has been going through my mind. I've been going to the hospital. I saw Ronnie yesterday. And Brandon, and I knew time was short. He's my younger brother. And these things go, do y'all have any idea what I'm talking about? These things go through your mind. Wow. We don't think about death till it's there.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.